Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Happy hump day to you. It's Wednesday, April 11th, 2018. And it's always great to be back inside the Everyday Saturday community. I want to talk about the process and just something that kind of hit me a little bit today. And I want to share that with you. Dive right into it. Why wait? Why wait? Why do any promos? Let's just get right into it. I was looking on iTunes, and it was showing in the neighborhood of, I don't know. Let me just take a look. Actually, pop it up right here. I think it was 529 reviews of this podcast right here. And I'm thinking, wow, I don't know that number. What should that number mean? Should that number mean a lot? I guess it's a lot compared to 5 reviews. It's not as much compared to 2,500 reviews. So where does this even fall? Well, for me, it's amazing. It's amazing. I'll tell you right now, it's absolutely amazing. By the way, I usually say this at the beginning of the show, but if you have not gone to iTunes and left a review of the Everyday Saturday podcast, could you do that? Could you subscribe? Leave a rating for the show? And that's the main way that we get reviews for the show, is simply me asking you to do it. If you haven't done it yet, do it. I would appreciate it. And that's really, I just started doing this a few years ago. I'm thinking, you know, I've been this podcasting gig. I've been doing it, I don't know, at the time, it might have been 8 years, 9 years, whatever it was. And I had like 35 reviews of the show. And I think, you know, that's not a lot, you know, for some guy that's been doing this a long time. How do I get more? And I thought, you know, I bet people, if I just asked them to leave a review, they probably will. And lo and behold, I don't even ask people necessarily in my email marketing very often. Sometimes I do, but not very often. Hey, can you go to the Everyday Saturday podcast on iTunes? Where am I going with all of this? Well, the numbers that we look at every day, we judge them against other people, and we judge them against other things, whether it's mainly what comes to mind the most. It's always money, right? We have a nice house, but it's not as nice as Mary and Joe Smith's house. But it's not as bad as the slums. So should we be grateful we don't live in the slums, or should we be jealous or a little bit sad that we don't have Mary and Joe Smith? But we don't know what's going on behind the scenes with Mary and Joe Smith, okay? Mary and Joe Smith could be in debt up to their eyeballs and fighting and separated and living in separate rooms, but hey, they got a nice house, whereas people that are living in a more modest type of home, probably, who knows, everybody eats dinner at the table together every night, very happy, very loving, very functional. So you don't know. And so when I was looking at that number today, I said, I want to talk about that number, 529. And that's how many reviews there are right now on iTunes of my show. And to me, I feel very, very blessed. I feel blessed that if you left a review, thank you. And that's just on the U.S. You know, there's over, probably over 100 countries represented. If you go down to iTunes and scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll see the flag of the country where you are listening to iTunes. Maybe it's the Canadian flag. Maybe it's the United Kingdom. Could be Ireland, Australia. So this 529 reviews is only in the United States. If I were to click on the flag and go to all these different countries, I'd see the reviews of them. And guys, I'm telling you, man, everybody wants to be an instant success, but they don't want to do what it takes to get to that level, even halfway to that level. Heck, even 20% of the way to that level would be a huge win for just about everybody. But they want the whole enchilada right away. And it's not going to happen. Oh, hold on a second. It's the motivational show. What's he doing? Well, listen to me, man. Just listen to me. Hear me out on this, you know? Do you know who are the other individuals besides this podcast? What other podcasts do you listen to? Who do you follow online? What blogs do you read? What books do you read? What YouTube videos do you see? What Facebook Lives? Just, I'm not talking about, you know, every Tom, Dick, and Harry that fires up a Facebook Live and just start talking. But what Facebook Live, when you see somebody goes live, you're like, oh, my God, I got to check that out because they always have great content. Well, I promise you that person started at the very bottom, worked their ass off, got rejected many, many, many times, got laughed at, felt like giving up a number of different times, and then they stuck with it. Maybe that Facebook Live that they're doing today, that might be the 500th Facebook Live they've done, and the first 50 were just horrible. They had tech challenges, they sounded terrible, the lighting was bad. I know because all of these things have happened to me personally, excuse me, and they happen to my coaching clients. And when they happen to my coaching clients, I cheer. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, why would you do that? What are you, some sort of sadist? You want? No. I want my coaching clients to experience the process because you'll never appreciate what you have if you didn't have to grind it out to get there. And I don't mean working. I'm not about that grind, okay? I'm not about that life. I am not about the daily hustle, the daily grind. Look, there's certain days, do I work harder than others? Absolutely. But I design the lifestyle around all of that. Okay, I drive my kids to school every single morning. I drive my daughter to high school, and then I come back home, and I pick up my 7th and 8th grader. I drive them to school. I go to Dunkin'. I go through the drive-thru. I get my wife and I coffee. I come home. For the past 5 months, I've been starting the fireplace, putting wood in the fireplace, and having conversation with Susan and my wife, my toddler Susan, who's 3 years old, my wife. We hang out. And my day has no real, like, I don't have this structure where I've got to get in my office by 8 o'clock. Now I know when the clock's ticking and I feel like, okay, it's time to get moving. I get moving, but designing that lifestyle first, and some people can be more intentional than other people. If you work from home, you got to cut out time for your exercise. You got to cut out time for your faith, spending time with God. And you got to cut out time for your family, the people who matter the most, because you can have all the money in the world, but if your marriage is broken or your family structure is broken, what the hell is the money worth? You know, what is that even worth? I see a lot of guys, especially guys, you know, they leave their wives. And I'm not saying look, first of all, I never give marriage advice. I'm the last guy you're going to turn to for marriage advice. Being married to me is not what I'm sure any woman would ever want to have. I found one girl, okay, 22 years ago, who actually found me interesting and wanted to spend the rest of her life with me. So I can't imagine anybody else wanting that. It's a crazy lifestyle and all the different things that I've done and all the cockamamie things that I've come up with and the entrepreneurial stuff that I've chased. Yeah, very challenging. But I see a lot of guys leave women, and then they go find another girl, you know, maybe younger, always happy, right? It's, oh, we laugh. Well, of course you'd laugh. Of course you'd laugh. I mean, who does it when you're first dating? I get a kick out of that. I see a new guy with a girl on Facebook or something. Oh, we can't even stop, you know. Of course. I mean, my God, that's like dating 101. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. I mean, come on, man. Seriously? Who doesn't do that when you're first dating? It's a real man. Who sticks around, and a real woman who sticks around when through that process of when, you know, you're not looking your best, you're not at your best, you're not feeling your best, you don't always say the right things, and you do some really stupid stuff, and you hurt the people that you love, but you grant forgiveness. I mean, all of this comes from that number 529 that I saw today. It's just, I saw that 529 today, and I thought, you know, that number means so much more, and it'll change. It'll be 539 next week. We'll probably get 10 more reviews next week, maybe, God willing. But it's more than just a number to me. It represents all of that. It represents staying married, staying committed to my family, staying committed to the process. All the podcasts I recorded that absolutely sucked, and I uploaded them at iTunes anyway and said, to hell with it. Let's just see how it goes. The months and months of months and months of no revenue coming in. Wondering, oh boy, now remember, a faith not tested can't be trusted. If you've never been tested, if your faith has never been tested, then it can't be trusted. If it has been tested, then you know that your best days lie ahead of you if you can just stay in the game. But you gotta implement this in every phase of your life. You gotta, if you're looking down and the stomach's a little bit protruding out and you don't like how that looks, I'm not body shaming. I'm just saying get to the gym, okay? You can control that. You absolutely, the beauty of all this, you can control it. Eat better. Drink the green smoothie, all of that good stuff. If your finances and your bank account don't look the way you want, well, get yourself on Craigslist, flip it, sell it on Amazon, eBay, that type of thing, garage sales, do that stuff. You know, the beauty of it is you already know the formula to getting unstuck. You know the formula to getting that first review of your product or your service or that first connection that you're going to make. And from there, you kind of build on it. It's that compound effect. It's that momentum that gets created. But no momentum can be created from nothing, because the very definition of momentum is things that are in motion tend to stay in motion. The problem with most people is they can't get that thing in motion. You got to get it in motion for it to actually stay there. And oh, by the way, for it to stay there, you got to eat a lot of crap sandwiches, man. You got to put up with a lot of stuff, and you got to be judged, and you got to be have people that you thought were your closest besties in the world shooting arrows at you because you've decided to play big. I mean, this is the harsh truth of that 529 number. When I look at that on iTunes right now, I think, man, all the comments and the unsolicited advice, that's all the bad stuff. Now, the good stuff, let me flip it. The good stuff is the emails that I get, and let me tell you, man, this is what rocks my freaking world. Is when I get an email from somebody, and I don't want these emails because it means people are in a dark spot, but I've had more than my share of emails. Sam, I was going to kill myself. I was actually going to take my life. I found your podcast on iTunes, and after listening to you and after listening to your spirit and after listening to those words, it got me thinking that there's more to life. I know I have a purpose. Holy cow. Holy cow. I mean, you take all the money. Take it all right? Give me that. Give me that response from somebody. And I'm not taking credit for saving a life, because I think God intervenes in that. I'm just saying that there was probably the podcast they listened to might have been that day where I'm like, oh, man, I got to record. What am I going to talk about today? I got to think of something to say. I got to get the mic out. I got to go down to the studio, turn on Audacity, record. But yet somebody was on the receive. Somebody's always on the receiving end of your message. Somebody's always on the receiving end of your product. Somebody's always on the receiving end of your service. And if you make it about the money, you're bastardizing the entire process. You're cheapening it. You're turning this thing into a money grab, like every other Yahoo on Facebook who's posting the Lambo lifestyle out there. That's not why you're doing this. You're doing this to help other people get through whatever their torture, whatever their terror barrier is that they're trying to plow through. Your service, your message, your product, that's what you're providing. Me, I'm just trying to inspire people, man. I really, that's the whole goal of this show. I've been putting it out since 2005, never charged for it. There's no way. I mean, iTunes is free anyway, but I never packaged this stuff up and tried to sell it. I only want to inspire people. And you know what? It's selfish. Because every time I turn this mic off, I'm inspired. Only because it was another day that this ex-stuttering dropout got a message out there. Everybody tried to get all the obstacles in my way, the enemy showing up all the time. A lot of the time it was the own voice in my head. Who the hell do you think you are? Nobody's listening. Nobody cares. They're making fun of you. Plowing through all of that. That's what that 529 number means to me, man. And I wonder what your 529 number is. Like, I wonder right now, if you've recorded maybe one video for somebody, or not even somebody, just one video on Instagram, you know, maybe it's one song. You know, I think of my friend Portia Dorsey, another shout out to Portia, who said that, you know, she finally got her product. She's a Christian rapper, man. Check her out on SoundCloud. And it's just amazing in the last 9 months how far she has come. You can find her video testimonial, and I link to her profile on Instagram. Check it out. It's about 2 weeks ago, maybe middle of April, beginning of April, somewhere in there. Look at these individuals who are now, because they heard an inspiring message, they're inspired, and they're inspiring other people. A Christian rapper, how is that going to help somebody? That's going to help a lot of people, man. Get the word of God out in a different way to a different genre. It's amazing, man. See, that's what happens when you don't look inward. And you look outward. And to me, I look up, you know, for inspiration to do this show. That's what that 529 represents to me. It's staying in the game. It's never giving up. It's continuing to put out content. It's looking for that next life to change, even in the slightest way. I'm not looking to get somebody all the way to where they need to get. I can't do that. For example, if somebody is suicidal, my goal, if they heard that message, to not do that. Seek professional help. Find your purpose. Find why you are here, man. Look up to God. All of that type of stuff. I like getting people just from point A to point B. Just keep pointing them in the right direction. Just navigating them so they have a clear track to run on, so they actually have some sort of purpose, a reason why they're waking up every morning. Do you get excited to wake up? Like, today's Wednesday. It's hump day. Oh, tomorrow's Thursday, the way we all talk about it. But I'm genuinely excited to see what tomorrow, April 12th, what Thursday, April 12th, 2018 holds. Are you? Are you excited? What are you most excited about tomorrow? Write it down. I can't write it down because I can't. You can't think of one reason. Come on now. You can't think of one reason why you would be excited to wake up tomorrow. Really? Well, then why don't you do this? Why don't you create a reason? That's the beauty, man. That's the beauty right there. You know what I say. It's better to create than it is to maintain. If you don't have anything going on in your life right now that gets you excited, and that could be some people going to the same dead-end job, taking the same way to work, why don't you write down one thing that you can do tomorrow that would make it exciting and a reason why you would jump out of bed a half hour earlier? Would it be to meet somebody? Reach out tonight. Text somebody you haven't seen. Hey, let's grab lunch. That always gets me excited. Somebody I haven't seen in a long time. Go somewhere. Meet somebody after work. Go to a gym. Go to a sporting event. Go to a concert. Best night of my life. Well, I always say that. God, I speak in superlatives too much. Top five. New edition, 2012, Toledo, the end of April. April 2012. I've never seen New Edition in concert. Drove to Toledo. It's, I don't know, 3 hours from here, up near Detroit. And it was off the chart, freaking amazing. Okay, their 30-year anniversary, and I got a chance to see them on tour. That was 2012. I talk about it. It was 6 years ago, like it happened last Friday night. Those are memories. You're here to create a memory. I mean, you're not here to create money. You're here to create a memory. Now, I realize money can help in creating memories, but boy, the best ones in my life were always very little. That concert ticket, $100. The experience, priceless. You know, spending time with your kids, going out, doing things with friends, that's all, you know, inexpensive to free type of stuff that you can experience. That's my 529 moment. All of these podcasts and all these reviews that are now associated with the podcast, to me, it's not 5,000 reviews. Yeah, we'll get there someday. It's not five. It represents, to me, staying in the game. It represents staying in the game and committing to something that, for once in my life, I didn't quit. I quit on a lot of things, man. I quit college. I quit a lot of relationships. But I never quit on this for some reason. I don't know exactly why, except it's one of the main reasons outside of my family and my faith. It's one of the main reasons I wake up in the morning is to do this, to deliver this message to you. So I hope it resonated with you. If it did, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know you're listening to the show. If you have not done it, could you go to iTunes and leave a review of the show? Just hit 5 stars if you want to leave a nice comment. That's cool, too. But just how about this? Let me know somehow, some way you're listening. Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Instagram, at Every Day is Saturday. Oh, yeah, I'll be back tomorrow. You can bet on it. Until then, have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.